This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 23, the 74th anniversary of the premiere of the film classic Casablanca. Ethan Foreman writes in the Salem News, the town of Danvers is looking to create a voluntary program asking nonprofit charitable organizations for payments in lieu of taxes to offset costs the town incurs to provide them with public works and public safety. The town is focusing on large nonprofits such as St. John's Prep, St. Mary of the Annunciation Church, two large medical centers, Hospice Agency Care Dimensions, and Northeast Arc, among others. The town estimates it spends about 25% of its operating budget on public safety and public works, so it is looking for voluntary contributions of 25% of what these organizations would pay in taxes if they were not tax-exempt. Town officials said they're making the move in the face of level funding from state and federal revenue sources, coupled with rising costs for municipal services and limits to their ability to raise taxes because of Proposition 2.5. The town estimates the payment in lieu of taxes, or PILOT for Northeast ARC, a nonprofit that serves people with disabilities, would be $13,595. A former town manager for Saugus and Nahant has been indicted. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick, a Thomas Grillo story in today's edition of the Daily Item reads this way. Prosecutors allege that from 2010 through 2013, Andrew Bisignati collected rents from three Revere properties, earned interest income by making short-term loans, and underreported the income when submitting tax returns to the Internal Revenue Service. Prosecutors did not disclose how much money went unreported to the IRS. If convicted, Bisignati could serve up to 3 years in prison, 1 year of probation, and a $100,000 fine. The federal indictment by U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz is not the only charge Bisignati faces. Essex County District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett's office is prosecuting Bisignati, alleging he improperly funneled public contracts to favored contractors while serving as Nahant's town administrator between February 1, 2012 and June 30th of 2014, and as Saugus town manager from January 2009 through February 2012. A trial date has been scheduled for February 21 next year. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSL News Sports North Shore Today. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, here's something to celebrate this Thanksgiving. Lower gas prices. Bay State gas prices fell 4 cents this week, according to AAA Northeast. The latest survey of prices in Massachusetts finds self-serve regular averaging $2.08 per gallon. The Massachusetts price is 6 cents below the national average for regular of $2.14. A year ago at this time, the average price was 1 cent lower at $2.07. The range in prices on the North Shore for regular is 30 cents from a low of $2.05 at Super Petroleum in Saugus on Broadway to $2.35 at Gibbs on Western Avenue and Chestnut Street, according to MassachusettsGasPrices.com. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, and even 100 days after the city of Gloucester ordered Lighthouse Taxi, Inc. to pull its taxis off the road, Gloucester's Licensing Commission has pulled the company's operating license. The commission, comprised of City Clerk Joanne Sinos, Interim Police Chief John McCarthy, and Fire Chief Eric Smith, voted unanimously Tuesday morning to revoke the license held by North Shore Management, Inc. of Peabody to do business at Lighthouse Taxi. The revocation now goes to the city's legal department for issuance to North Shore and owner Sean McKinnon. A final revocation hearing before the commission is slated for December 15. Lighthouse has been shut down since August 13 because of a lack of insurance on the company's taxes or for workers' compensation. The revocation would open the door to a new applicant looking for to launch a livery service. A city ordinance allows for just two taxicab companies to be licensed at any one time. That has left Gloucester Taxi and Livery Service as the only operating company in the city and sidelined 20 employees, mostly drivers, who worked for Lighthouse. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.